initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Skirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me, too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections. Super special. I'm so excited about this half hour show. Stay tuned because we have some amazing experts. Do you like Star Wars? Do you like Star Wars? We have children here. We have, oh my gosh, we're so excited to tell them. My nephew and my grandchild is here. And they found this group at Largo Park. And what is your group called?
We are the Pinellas Saber Corps.
And what do you do at the Pinellas Saber Corps?
Well, we practice full contact sparring with everybody's favorite glowing stick.
Ooh, and you can order those from your website or from you as well.
Not from me personally, no, but we do get them online and we'd be happy to provide more information.
Well, we're going to be asking some questions with the children because they love it. But first, I have a surprise for you because every week I give a community service award. And so this song is for you. It's by my friend DeborahHampton.com, and it's called Congratulations. And what I can do is I'll print out one for everybody. I just need everybody's name, but that's your certificate.
Well, thank you.
And you
very
have
much.
It in the email as well. So enjoy your song because you got this week's community service from Hollywood Connections, TAN Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Well, thank you.
Everybody's having a party. Everybody's having fun. Everybody's really glad that you celebrating all that you've done. Let's all join in the celebration. Let's celebrate. Yes, you've been great. It's your day. Congratulations. You are the one. Congratulations.
That is so cool. So you should see what's happening here. We're going to shut the lights off pretty soon. So you, we've got children that had too much soda back here, and so we're going to like chill it out because we're live on the air. Thank you. So tell us a little bit more about your company and the days that you are out there with the children.
Well, first and foremost, company is a bit of a strong word, but our group is the Pinellas Saber Corps, and basically we are a bunch of fellow-hearted nerds that enjoy hitting each other with what are effectively giant glow sticks. And they are combat ready, so they can take an absolute beating. And we meet every Saturday night at Largo Park so that we can spar with our buddies and occasionally have some spectators. However, starting next week Friday, well, actually this week Friday now that I'm thinking about it, we are going to start doing some classes for the younger folks who want to try to get into it, any of the kids, the young adults, And those are going to be Friday, 7 o'clock to 9 p.m. at $20 a head.
Wow. So what ages do you start at?
There's really no strict limit. If you have a kid and they're capable of taking any kind of instruction, great.
Awesome.
I'll work with him.
And how long are your classes?
Our classes are from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., so 2 hours.
Wow. So you have a whole group here. I know Wyatt has a question to ask. So let me see. Wyatt, what was your question for them?
Where do you get your lightsabers from?
Well, we get them from online. We would be more specific, but unfortunately, I don't want to get into any copyright issues for the time being. I'm happy to provide you with that information, but I'd rather play it safe for now.
Wow. And we have a new Florida, actually, Miss Preteen Reporter. She's going to be crowned here. We're so excited. Tell everybody your name.
My name's Clay Michelle Johnson.
And how old are you?
Seven.
Seven. And what do you think of these Star, I say Star Wars, but what do you call them?
Lightsabers.
Lightsabers. L-I-G-H-T, lightsabers. So what do you think of those? Are they pretty cool?
I have one word.
What's your word?
Noise.
Noise.
Noise. Noise. Oh, noise.
Noise.
So a little bit, do you have a question for them? What's your question? Not yet. Okay, we're working on it.
She got me all hyped for that, too.
Would you ever like to try this?
Yes.
I know your brother, come here. You've been
sure.
Over at the Largo Park. And just tell us, when you saw them at the first time, what did you think? Talk in the microphone.
I thought it was pretty awesome. I mean, I was walking in Largo Park, and I just saw some lightsabers. And I was like, what the heck? What are they doing? And I was like, oh, wow, they're having contests and stuff. They're like fighting each other with it. I was like, oh, this seems pretty cool. You know what I'm saying? It's connected to the movie and stuff. So,
wow,
like
that's super cool.
Thank you.
So what is, I guess, Emmett or Christopher, did you have a question for him? They're like playing with the swords. Would you have a question?
I forgot it.
Okay, and they're all playing with the lights. So what inspired you to do this?
Oh, that's my question.
Okay, that was your question.
Inspired.
Okay, all right.
How do you get inspired?
Basically, we had come across a unnamed website online at some point or another, and we had learned they were combat ready, and we as a collective group of idiots decided to see how much are they combat ready? How really ready are they? So we ordered them, and sure enough, between our love for Star Wars and apparently hitting each other, it came naturally within a couple of weeks, and before we knew it, we had like 30 people in our online group. So
amazing. I know, my grand, that is one thing he loves to do on the weekends as well. I know, we're going to move you over and turn the headsets for this handsome man over here. We're going to trade places for a second, and he's going to sit down in your spot, and we're going to have you back very soon, so stay with me, okay? So
Noise.
She say noise.
Noise.
So anyways, tell me about this beautiful lady to your right.
This is hello. My wife, Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
She is one of our scariest members.
Oh.
I can definitely.
Oh, here, we're going to take the headsets.
Yeah, does anybody disagree?
We're going to have her move, yeah. This is a good discipline class here, right? You discipline the kids, right?
Of course. No, I'm kidding. I'm
kidding. So where do they get a hold of you? What is your phone number, your website?
My personal phone number, if you that's probably not the best idea to release that on here. Oh, I have a good one, yeah. But we do have a Facebook group, which I have on my business cards, if you want to share any of those.
Yes.
Yes, of course.
You all need this for all ages. I know one of the child's on timeout right now, so
here's
just put him outside.
Here's a whole bunch of them. But we have a Facebook group so far. We're on facebook.com/group/PinellasSaberCorps. And if you want to reach out to us by email, we're PinellasSaberCorps@gmail.com.
Super
so
cool.
Any questions can be forwarded there. I actually have that hooked up to my phone, so anything that goes in there, I'm paying attention to.
Awesome. So Saturday, if they want to try like a trial, like run, and then it's at Largo Park, that's over in Largo, Florida. Where do they go?
Well, Saturday at Largo Park's basically what we're doing is our group is doing our full contact sparring, our games, our quote unquote sports. We have some that are pretty in depth, but I digress. Now, Saturday, if anybody wants to drop by and watch, you are more than welcome to, but participation is a little bit limited on Saturday going forward, just so that we can make sure that there aren't,
unnecessary
blunt weapons
injuries.
Running around the park.
Well, I know we have about 15 minutes. I told you it goes so fast. So what I'm going to do is I've got some great people on here moderating on TikTok for me as well. Dawn Reese Show on TikTok. Please join me on that. And I have lots major supporters out there. You can also buy these amazing, what are they called?
Lightsabers.
So, okay, let me ask you a question.
Is acceptable?
Lightsabers. So tell me about how you started with this group.
I really met Brandon, Matt, and Spencer at a game shop, and they were, one day they kind of brought it out actually at the game shop, and they were like, yo, we're going to practice this here. And I was just kind of like, yeah, that's really cool. I like the whole lightsaber aspect. I didn't try it that first time, but I watched them.
Right.
And I was really, really intrigued. And then I'd say probably about 6-7 months ago, they offered me to come out and go hang out. And Brandon was like, here's a saber. Try this. You'll have so much fun. And at first, it was like really nerve-wracking. Your heart starts racing. You don't want to get hit with a hard, thick object. And you're just like, oh, God, no. And then, you know, first time you get hit, you're like, it's not that bad. And then you're having a lot more fun.
So you have to be careful with them as well.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So I know that you put a little martial arts in that for the children as well and the adults, which is really cool. Do you have a martial art background, or is it something that you're doing?
I do, yes. I'm a first-degree black belt.
First-degree black belt.
Taekwondo Club. I had taken their class probably for 9 years.
Black belt.
Back
whoa,
when I
watch
lived
out.
In Wisconsin.
wait, you're from Wisconsin?
I am from Wisconsin.
Where?
Kenosha.
I'm from Milwaukee. Back in
you're 45 minutes from where I used to live.
Oh, my God. I used to work for the Milwaukee Bucks back in the
Kenosha
day.
Kenosha is practically right on the Illinois border where I met my wife.
See, that's why I like them so much. They're from my hometown.
There you go. Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Are you a Packer fan? We won't go there.
I was born in Illinois.
In Illinois.
And you know what that means.
Yes. What about a cheese head?
Absolutely. I'm a total cheese snob.
I gotcha. So we have about 10 minutes. I want to shut the lights off in here, and you're going to take some video and pictures of us.
Yeah.
And if you're watching us on Tan Talk Radio Network on YouTube, you've got to check this out. It'll be out there. We're on live Facebook on Dawn Reese, the Hollywood Connection. And shut the lights off. They're going to put these swords that the light up, lighted.
call them.
He does it very well. And
so. Glorified light.
Wow. Check this out, everybody. Okay. So now, what do you do with the moves?
That's okay, not all of them.
What? This is amazing. Is that cool or what? So I'm going to tell you, everybody, this is going to blow up. You know, everybody's going to want to do this. Yeah, this is amazing. Look at that. So how long do these lights, keep them on, yeah, how long do these lights last?
These lights have lasted me anywhere from 3 to 5 hours just on constant use. They're
right.
Not on 100% of the time at nights, you know. They are ignited for the sake of, you know, using them. You know, when we're sparring a lot of the time, it's at night so that these things can be seen best, just like in camera now. Whereas during the day, not as visible.
Wow. So are you into the cosplay? And you can keep them on in the Tampa, you know, like the Comic-Con events. Do you ever go to those?
I have not had the pleasure of going since I moved, unfortunately. I moved here a couple of years ago, and it's been a hectic few years, especially this one. So, no, I haven't gotten the pleasure to go.
Those are amazing. So, I mean, so do you think you'll I mean, what's the difference between these that you have, the lighted...
Light sticks.
More video on this and pictures. More photos would be great. And so, what was my question to you? I'm talking.
You were talking about something that was going to involve the Comic-Con.
Yes, I'm always at a Comic-Con event during when, you know, it's open.
Right.
And they have things. It's amazing. So maybe what I can do is I can work with you on media. I have an idea. I want to do some things with you and your wife and maybe get you into the next one.
I would be absolutely
You could go do
ecstatic.
Some, yeah, just walk in and work with me on media on that.
Sure. Yeah, that'd not a cool. problem at all. We also serve as pretty decent security, huh?
I see that. that. I see that. That's amazing. So we got about 5 more minutes left. Anything else anyone wants to talk about your business, about, you know, anything that you're doing? Do you have other jobs than this, or?
Everybody does, yeah. Nobody's doing this full time.
Well, let's promote what you do. If anybody has a business, does anybody do graphics, or anybody do, I mean, what do you do?
I am a substitute teacher, and I do before and after care for our club. So
really?
I get to work with kids about 12 hours out of the day.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I love what I do.
I love that. What do you do over here?
Well, I actually work for, I don't know if I'm allowed to say it on the radio, but since it's, I guess, widely known, we all shop there. I work for Macy's. So
do you
Macy's
really?
Incorporated, and I've loved every second of it. Really
oh, I love Macy's. I used to work back in Fort Lauderdale in the men's department for a short briefing, and never again because there were shirts that piled up like a ski lodge. I couldn't believe how many shirts that were there in that pile, and it was never ending. Mm-hmm. Then it went to Lancome and all that good stuff. And what do you do, sir?
Oh, I work for IT, so I'm IT specifically. So
okay.
Things like that.
All right. I'm just promoting. What do you do?
I currently work in manufacturer for a company called American Fiber Tech.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Wow, see, they're all so talented.
We make boards for transceivers and receivers for optical.
Wow, amazing. I know, Wyatt, do you any other questions? Christopher, Emmett, do you have a question? Little Miss Princess, they're all playing with these lights. You should all see the studio is lit up. Well, Tommy, what do you think of this? It's all dark.
You should show up on a Saturday.
A Saturday? Tommy, would you ever be interested in doing this on a class? It's really cool. So the kids are, I'm trying to get their attention.
We'll be gentle.
What was your question? Come here. Wyatt, my grandson has a question for you.
How much are they, like where is the price ranges?
Oh, good question. Well, the price range.
They can vary a little bit. They're not exactly cheap toys, mind you. They pretty much start, bare minimum, somewhere between $60 and $70. And that is for the basic kit. So no sound. No blade, just a light, just a flashlight, basically. Okay, and they go up from there anywhere. You know, the high end that any of us have purchased, maybe $600. Okay, but the highest end I've seen some of these sabers go for $2,000, $3,000, and more for some of the really specially crafted ones.
Wow. Do we have some Star Wars music? Okay, so can you somebody show me a move like what you do? Well, I'm gonna put some.
Not in this room. We can't.
I mean, you
here
can.
Here we go.
You
we'll blast that up.
Just do this.
Now, who has watched every Star Wars? Who's a big Star Wars? All of you?
Well,
those ones,
all of us.
You won't see those in any movie. Those are unique from a particular game of Star Wars. If anybody's played The Force Unleashed before, those are the saber tonfas that Brood Maris uses.
Whoa.
Huh?
Yeah.
We have this whole place lit up. It's amazing.
And Luke here is very proficient with those when we do go out on Saturday nights. So if you'd like to see someone use something that's exotic instead of just a normal saber like what Carolyn's holding,
right?
You get to see this young man, Luke, dart around people and scare.
Oh, yeah.
You can ask anyone in here. Luke scares the grown adults.
Wait,
your name
is Luke?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. What is the big
saying? No relation.
Wait, okay, who is that voice? Luke, am I your father?
Close.
He's never heard that.
Close.
What?
Well, his father's outside.
What is it? Luke Skywalker. That's like Luke in Star Wars. Yeah, you know, my husband got a really good deal on these Star Wars. What are they? Like Star Wars figures? They're like collectibles. So if anybody that's listening that's a Star Wars, I have it on offer up. It's really cool. It's like, apparently in 20 years it'll be worth like $1,000 or $500.
Okay.
I guess. So
okay.
That's kind of cool. So we can put the lights back on. And that was amazing. So we have, again, 5 more minutes left. Keep the music Star Wars going. We'll like that. Anybody else have a last minute, anything you want to say?
If anybody wants to catch us and just watch, Saturday night is fantastic for that. We're there from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. If you want to participate, we must insist that you take up a little bit of training and work with us, how to keep yourself safe, how to keep others safe while you're sparring with us, and hit up one of our training nights Friday night. 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. $20 for the night.
Wow. So
all ages.
What's the difference between that, those swords, and like the Star Wars? Like if I went to Disney?
Well, if you went to Disney, I'm not trying to besmirch any products here. But if you went to Disney and got those fantastic looking lightsabers, they are excellent for your cosplaying. They're excellent for your picture taking, excellent for your photo shoots, this, that, or the other thing. But if you try to spar with those, like you spar with our sabers, ours are contact ready, full contact ready. We don't hold back swings. Ask my wife. These are effectively a baseball bat in her hands. and they don't break like a baseball bat. Now, they're not impervious. After time, they do take some damage, but that's
But if you dropped it, it wouldn't break.
No, not at all.
That's the ball drop.
We've thrown them.
Carrie, come here for a second. Now, Carrie does a lot of fun things. I saw Carrie, she was doing like a lighted hula hoop on the beach the other day on Facebook, and she's going to be on here at the next show. Can we shut the lights off? Can you all show Carrie what you're doing? They are in Largo Park. And they do an adult Star Wars.
Wow.
And they kind of martial arts, and they do this. And what do you think of this, Carrie?
I think they should go to drum circle.
Oh. where's the drum circle?
We need the lights.
The backdrop.
Yeah, it's in Treasure Island.
Treasure Island.
107th Street.
Right.
And there's parking there, and you just park all around and go to the beach, and there's 100 people drumming. It's called drum circle.
Very cool.
I used to have King James.
We did hula hooping, lighted hula hoops, and
that might be something to think about.
Yeah, you guys could go out there and do the sword thing.
Absolutely,
We actually had a sword. It was all lit up and it was spinning around, and it looked like two swords together.
Very cool.
Really cool. So.
I used to do fire and knives when I was a kid. You know, like twirl fire and knives.
Really?
I did. I used to have the knives and the fire.
Oh, these look very similar on camera,
I can tell
you that much.
Yes, they do.
Well, I have to give a shout out. Remember to go to Albertson's Skate Ice Rink when you want to cool off over there. And also, I'm so excited about the keto drink. This is 5 for 35, everybody. You can go to my Instagram, and you can, or Dawn Reese Show, Hollywood Connections, and I love it. It's the Privet, actually, keto drink. If you, you know what? I felt like a gerbil last night. I had so much energy. I was on my treadmill.
In your house?
No, I was. And wait. I couldn't stop.
She said she felt like a gerbil.
Right? I did.
I mean, come on.
No, I did. And I bought
these. I was eating them so fast. Then I got on my treadmill.
I did. Well, I bought these headsets over at, this is a great Walmart buy, $29. And it goes to like the TV.
One.
And you don't have to, doesn't pair, because my Vizio doesn't pair. But this was amazing. So I'm up there and I'm like working out on my treadmill and my whatever, all the stuff I have back there. So great Walmart find on there. All right, so it is about 6:29. Stay tuned. The other half of Hollywood Connections, we have Carrie K. Davis and Renee Leone with some major guests coming in. And Carrie's going to talk about her business and her singing and all she does where she goes. Stay tuned. Let's go to a Hollywood Connections song. I'm Dawn Reese. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. Watch things happen. And we'll see you at Largo Park.
May the force be with you.
May the force be with you. God bless you. We'll see you back
Thank
in
you.
About 2 minutes. All right, keep that song rolling. We'll be right back.
Renee.